Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3474BN. Today's date is October 14th, 2024, and the title of the episode is People Tend to Panic, No War, No Civil Unrest, National Guard Military Activated During This Time. Let's talk about our health. We've been told our whole lives that wrinkle creams were the easiest way to look younger. Now, one doctor says that's nothing but old news. According to Dr. John Lakey, the world-renowned Beverly Hills expert, most wrinkle fixes on the market are nothing but glorified moisturizers. They hardly make a dent on your appearance, and some can even be harmful to your skin. Recently, Dr. Lakey has focused attention away from mainstream cosmetic practices. Why? So he can pursue a revolutionary anti-aging breakthrough, one that some experts say could empty the wallets of the cosmetic industry. It's almost like Photoshop for your face. You may even be mad after seeing how easy it is to visibly erase your wrinkles from view. Lakey told reporters his personal clients have doubled his new do-it-yourself technique, the age rewinder method, because it can take years or even decades off your appearance in under 2 minutes. In light of this amazing breakthrough, Dr. Lakey has released a step-by-step video to the public, free and uninterrupted, where he outlines exactly how to use the simple solution from home. If this helps even one person look younger or feel more confident, I'll be thrilled knowing I helped, Dr. Lakey commented. The video has since gone viral. At first, it was shared by users on Facebook, but since then, it raked up over 2.3 million views and counting. So far, the comment and feedback have been outstanding, with thousands of women reporting they look decades younger. One viewer even commented, "Best results of anything I've used, and I can't believe how well this works. I'll never stop using this. I don't understand how it works, but the results are great. Thank you." So you can find out more about this yourself right now. Go to bhmd1.com/x22. Or click on the link in the description box below. That's bhmd1.com/x22. Now, there's one thing Dr. Lakey asked from his viewers. If watching this video helps you look and feel younger than you have in years, then please share this video with your friends and loved ones. Together, we have the power to help as many women reclaim a youthful look as possible. Go watch the video at bhmd1.com/x22 right now, or just click on the link in the description box below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they are now panicking. Think about it. They took Kamala Harris and they decided to put her on all these different podcasts. They had 60 Minutes interview her, and they have been manipulating everything that she's saying. Plus, she also goes in where she has a script. She knows the questions. She knows exactly what's going to be asked. And what's very interesting about this, you would think that everything would be controlled. Everything would be locked down, so no one would be the wiser. The question is, why did Obama and team decide to allow Kamala to go out there and be interviewed without making sure that they had full control? Or are they doing this on purpose? Now, I do believe from the very, very beginning, they brought Kamala in because they couldn't jump over her. Can you imagine jumping over, going from Biden and jumping over Kamala, who's not a black woman, but they're pretending she's a black woman, jumping over the VP and going to somebody else? You think America would have said, "Hey, I have no problem with that. Who cares about VP Harris?" Or do you think a lot of the base would have a major problem with it? I think they would have had a major problem with it. I don't think the delegates would have gone along with it. And I do believe this is why they had to use Harris as a stepping stone. And they thought they could use the same strategy that they've always used. We'll just manipulate the polls. We'll manipulate what the fake news is saying, just like they would did with Biden. When Biden was walking the other way, or he tripped, or he fell, or he didn't say the words that anyone knew, they pretty much covered it up. They pretended that it wasn't happening. Kamala was in on it. The rest of the people were in on it. And they created this illusion that he was fine. And the question is, why didn't they do the same thing? They could have just kept the poll numbers up. They did it with Hillary Clinton. Why are the poll numbers dropping? Why did they allow her to go on the interviews? Why didn't they have more control over the interviews? Is this their strategy to try to bring in another candidate? Now, Trump, he was at a rally in Colorado, and he actually mentioned this. Her poll numbers are dropping. He goes, "Are they going to bring in a third candidate at this late stage in the game?" Now, I think it was their plan to do this, and we can't put it past them. They might try. Not saying it's going to happen, But again, they're trapped in all this. But if they continually put her out there and they continually put her on different interviews without having the control and her poll numbers continually drop, it only means one thing. They're going to attempt it. And they know if they can't do it, they just have to allow Trump to win and they will try to rig everything on the back end. I do believe that is what we're watching play out right now. And once again, with the rigging on the back end of the elections, which means Trump wins the elections, when they say we can't certify because the elections were manipulated one way or another, they're hoping they can get the Trump supporters out there and they want them to cause violence because what do they want to do? They want to use the 14th Amendment on Trump. Jamie Raskin told us this was their plan. Now, I do believe we will see riots. We will see them trying to push this up. Now, is this going to end in a civil war? No, I don't believe so. Are we going to actually go to war, even though the United States is being attacked by other countries? I don't believe so, because I do believe what's going to happen is that, yes, you might see these things. You might see it on TV. You might see it on social media. You might say, holy crap, we're going to civil war. But Trump, he just let everyone know, as he was being interviewed with Maria Bartiromo, that no, the National Guard military, they'll be activated during this period of time, and they will control the situation. And he said that it won't be the Trump supporter, it's going to be the other side. Now, there might be individuals dressed up as Trump supporters. You might see the Patriot Front group out there pretending that, oh, we're the Patriots. But once again, think about who the Patriot group is. I do believe it's made up of a lot of FBI and probably people from Ukraine and other places. And remember, they're out there because they want chaos. So these individuals that are dressed in their khakis with their face covered, you know that these are not Trump supporters, because why would they go out there all covered up? And nobody, I haven't seen a Trump supporter dressed like that at all. The only people I see dressed like that are feds. So they're going to make you think that, oh yes, there are a couple of Trump supporters out there. But in the end, I don't believe that Trump supporters are going to be out there rioting. I think it's going to be their foot soldiers. They're going to stage all of this. And once again, I do believe, like Trump said, the National Guard and even the military will have to be activated during this period of time. Because remember, this is an invasion and now they're attacking this country. And if they make a run for the Capitol, well, we know right there and then that the military can be activated. Now, remember, the military is already activated. It was activated on November 3rd. They completed the insurrection on the 6th. So the military already has the ability to be on U.S. soil. But again, how do you get the people to accept this? How do you get the people to say, oh, this has to be stopped? Well, if you have an invasion and you have these people going after the Capitol, that makes the case that, yes, the military then, because that's an exception, can be on U.S. soil. People will accept this to stop what they're seeing. And you could see the deep state players, they're panicking like we've never seen before. So they sent Obama and Bill Clinton out on the road. And Bill Clinton is actually working against Kamala by saying Lake and Riley wouldn't have been killed if the people coming over the border are vetted. Now, why would he say that? That makes no sense. And why would Obama talk about his economy? Because remember, he's not president. He hasn't been president for a long time. He should be talking about Kamala's economy, but he can't. So why is he talking about himself? And why is Bill Clinton now saying that Kamala should have vetted these people? I mean, if they put them out to campaign, you would think they would have the script. Why would they be doing this unless it's an agenda to convince people that we need to get rid of her, that she's not the right person? Just like they did with Biden. During the LA fundraiser, Obama dragged him off. People said, ooh, what was going on there? During the debate, they set him up. People saw it. Actually, they told the fake news, now you can show the people the truth. I do believe they're trying to make a go of this. Now, does that mean it's going to work? Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to see how this all plays out. But you can see at this point in time, they are now setting the stage for what is coming. And in the end, I do believe the military is going to be the only way. Because remember, when you have all these illegals, which are military age men, and they're attacking all different areas, well, this is an attack on the country, especially if there's an attack on the national infrastructure. So if there's an attack on the national infrastructure, and you can see war building up right now because Israel's already going to hit military targets in Iran. Iran was already cyber attacked. So they're already setting the stage right there because, again, the U.S. is involved. The U.S. has troops. They're backing Israel in all of this. So you can see how this is now starting to build up, and they're setting the stage where, well, Iran was cyber attacked. The U.S. was involved. So they could say, oh, Iran is cyber attacking Israel and cyber attacking the U.S. Already, they're letting us know that Iran is trying to assassinate Trump. So their narrative is already there. They're just setting everything up so you believe it in the end. But where is all of this coming from? Is it coming from a foreign government? No. It's the enemy from within. It's the CIA, the FBI, DOJ. They're the ones who are setting this up. They're just using Iran and maybe other countries like North Korea, because we can see North Korea is coming into the fold. They're using these countries, even Taiwan, as a staging area so you believe that it's coming from these countries. Because can you imagine if they cyber attacked and we find out the cyber attack came from DC? How would that look? Oh, look, it came from the CIA building. Oh, look, it came from the FBI. People would go, whoa, what's happening right now? That doesn't make any sense. Why would they cyber attack themselves? See, so what they do is they use these other countries as a jump point to send the attack back to the U.S. This is how they cover their tracks. But I do believe what's going to happen during this period of time is that as they do this, it's going to show that, our elections aren't secure. So if they're not secure now, how are they secure in 2020 or 2022? Most likely they weren't. Because remember, they've been telling us. Sisi came out and said, the elections are secure. So now we're going to find out, even though they've been saying this, that the elections will not be secure, which is going to call into question the elections in 2022, the elections of 2020. And we're going to find out that they have been telling the big lie. Actually, I do believe what Trump is doing, he's setting the stage for the election fraud so people can see the truth that they manipulated the elections. The same thing they did in 24, they did in 2022 and 20. And now people will believe it because they saw it with what? Their own two eyes. The fake news is reporting it. See, sometimes you have to show the people, and sometimes you have to show them now so you can go back in time and question what happened back then. Because once again, Trump and the Patriots said, hey, the elections were manipulated. Look, we're seeing connections from foreign countries. This doesn't make any sense. They were manipulating results in the machines. They had access to the machines. But again, people aren't believing it. Why? Because they haven't seen it. But if you see it, which, well, you're not really going to see it, you're going to be told. The fake news is going to convince you. And then you're going to say, well, wait a minute. If this is true, then it might have happened back then. I do believe what Trump is doing, he's building the narrative right now. So you see it, and all those people that didn't believe see it, understand it, and they know what's going on. And I do believe in the end, this has never been about the four-year election. Trump, this was always about Trump and the people taking back this country. And it might seem odd, this is not a normal election year. We have Republicans and Democrats. This is war. This is information war. We're moving into a physical war. But this is war nonetheless. And sometimes war isn't straightforward. There's a lot of game theory in war. And sometimes you have to do things that aren't normally done, like put a resident in place, have them destroy the country so the people could see it. Otherwise, the people wouldn't believe it. If Trump just told you the borders are going to be open, you're going to have criminals running around, you're going to see that people being killed and raped, and they're going to deny it, would you believe it? No, you wouldn't. You have to be shown every step of the way. So we are not in normal times. This is not a normal four-year election where you have two parties. This is a war against the patriots of this country, the people of this country, and those people that took over our country. And this is why Trump had to use certain tactics to go after them and wake the people up. And I do believe he needed to take control from the very, very beginning to make sure that he protected the people and protected this country. Because in the end, the deep state players, what they would have done, they would have just dropped a nuclear bomb. They wouldn't care if they killed thousands or millions of people. They wouldn't. That's why they're trying to bring us to war right now. Trump knows their plan. He knows the playbook, but he's showing the people every step of the way. He needed this to finish the counterinsurgency. So the people say, it's time to take back the country. We can't take it anymore. It's time to take it all back. He couldn't do it alone. He couldn't just do it with the military. If he went into DC with the military, the country would reject it. They would say he's a dictator. It's a coup. But if the people say, take it back, if the people say, yes, stop the riots, use the military, use the National Guard, is that a coup? No, it is not. It's the people saying, we can't take this anymore. It's time to stop it. And that is what he's waiting for. That's what he's always been waiting for. And yes, this is his second term. His second term is the awakening. His second term was to wake you up so you could see firsthand what they're trying to do. That they're going to continually lie to you every step of the way. And I think a lot of people are awake. They might not believe that we're the majority. They might not believe that he's going to win in a landslide. But I think what's going to happen is that when people realize that Trump wins, or if we go to paper, voter ID, one-day voting, and we count it in one day, when people see how many people voted for Trump, I think that's when people are going to believe that we are the majority. That, wow, we've always been the majority. The deep state players had just been hiding it from us. They didn't want us to know. That's why they keep the fake poll numbers up. This is why they manipulate everything. Because they never, ever want you to know that we have always been the majority. Might not have known it. Might not have realized it. But we are. But I think it's even larger now than back in 2020. Trump, what, had 70, 80 million people back then? I wouldn't be surprised if it's between 140 and 170 right now. And I think people are going to be shocked when they see the numbers during the election. Might not be during the first election. Maybe we have a do-over. We'll have to see how this all plays out. And we'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But what's very interesting is out in North Carolina, FEMA is trying to blame everyone for why they're not helping. And we know why they're not helping. Because they don't want people to get assistance. They don't want to help the people. Because, again, the deep state players, they don't care about the people. Plus, they're trying to stop people from voting. And what's very interesting is that, and Ken Silver put this out, Washington Post published fear porn headline about militias hunting FEMA workers in North Carolina, admits later in story that it's unclear whether the rumor is even true. And what we've come to find out is that, and Ken Silva confirmed this, that the rumors about FEMA hunting militias are completely and utterly false. It turns out there was a lone man who made a comment about possibly harming FEMA workers, but no militias were involved. The Rutherford Sheriff's Office sent him the following statement in response to his inquiries. The initial report stated there was a truckload of militia that was involved. However, after further investigation, it was determined Parsons acted alone and there were no truckloads of militia going to Lake Lure. So once again, the media, they're lying to the people. They're pushing this idea that the militias are out there stopping the rescue efforts. Because, again, what the deep state is doing, they're trying to find any excuse to explain why they're not helping. But the people know why. A lot of the money went to illegals. They don't want to help the people there because they don't want them to vote. And they really don't care about the people. But you could tell how crooked and how fake the news really is. Now, remember, the illegals are coming over the border. We have gangs taking over apartment buildings. We have Haitians, they're eating the pets. It's a shame. They're eating the pets. And the news has been trying to cover this up. The fake news have been trying to cover this up. And they're trying to convince everyone that it's not as bad as you really think it is. And what's very interesting is that Raddatz was on ABC, was speaking to Vance. And this is what she said. The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes. A handful. Vance responded, said, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes were taken over by Venezuelan gangs and Trump is the problem? It's almost like, well, only two people got killed. It's not that bad. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. Should we ever have gangs taking over any apartment buildings? No, we shouldn't. Julie Kelly responds and says, this statement by Martha Raddatz is the best example yet of why Americans hate the media. Eager to protect Kamala and blame Trump, Raddatz downplays the existence of illegals and dangerous gangs taking over buildings in American cities. Pitch perfect response by Vance. And it's absolutely true. And remember, the fake news, they really never had anyone counter their argument. And Vance does a very, very good job at this, and he makes them look like fools. And the people, as he continues does this, the people start to think logically. Because when you start to counter their argument, the people say, you know something, you're right. We shouldn't even have one apartment building being taken over by gangs because of open borders. It makes no sense whatsoever. But you could see how brainwashed the left really is. And what's very interesting, there is a poll that was taken, and the individuals on the left completely underestimate Biden's migrant inflow, Harris's migrant inflow. So Americans, especially pro-migration liberals, severely underestimate the huge flow of migrants into the United States, according to the September poll released by Skeptic.com. Very liberal and liberal Americans were the most inaccurate regarding the number of migrants who have entered America's southern border during the Biden-Harris presidency. Very liberal people estimate less than 1.8 million. Very conservative people estimate that there's 9 million migrants that have arrived. Now, the question is, why are very liberal people confused about how many people came into this country? Well, could that be CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, NPR, New York Times, you name it? Maybe they're not giving them the real information. Maybe they've been hiding the information. As we've come to find out from an individual, I think James O'Keefe went undercover, and an MSNBC individual said, we're making people dumber, because what's happening is they hide the real information. They might not even report on it, and people are not hearing about it. Just like with what they did to Biden. Their base didn't understand that Biden had a problem. Why? Because the fake news was covering for Biden. They weren't reporting on it. The corrupt politicians were doing the same thing, and they kept people in the dark. If you look at the people on the right, they were looking at social media. They were looking at what Biden was doing. They saw, holy crap, there's something wrong with him. His words are all messed up. And you have to remember how the fake news, when they have a rally or he's speaking on in an interview, they splice certain things so people never hear that. Or if he trips, they say, oh, he tripped over a cord. That was an accident. So they continually do this, and they try to convince people of something that's not really happening. And it's the same thing with the border. And we could see it firsthand, which is very interesting. And Trump, he let everyone know that this country is being occupied. And we said this before. The country is definitely being occupied by an alien force. And I don't mean from outer space. These are illegal aliens. It's the foot soldiers of the deep state players. And they're occupying this country. And this is what Trump put out on Truth. He said, we are now known all throughout the world as an occupied country. We are not going to stand for it. We are an occupied state that refuses to let our great law enforcement professionals do the job they so dearly want to do. And he's letting everyone know, any illegal that kills American, he wants the death penalty. And I do believe that is absolutely the right path, because think about it. Anyone that comes in here illegally decides to kill an American, they should get the same exact punishment. They're here illegally. They committed a crime, a heinous crime of murder. Well, the same thing should happen to them. Now, I'm not saying you just go out and you kill them. No, it has to be done through the rule of law. You gather the evidence, you convict the person, and they're sentenced to death. We're not like Biden and Harris and the deep state players. We follow the rule of law. And Trump, he let everyone know that he's going to stop the invasion. And he announced his plan, and Charlie Kirk put this out, hire 10,000 new Border Patrol agents, give them a 10% raise, pay agents a $10,000 signing and retention bonus. It's well past time to stop the invasion. This is the way to do it. Absolutely. And he let everyone know that he's going to invoke the 1798 Alien Enemies Act to target illegal alien gangs. It's going to be called Operation Aurora. He was out in Colorado, in Aurora, Colorado, and he let everyone know this is exactly the direction we're going to be heading in. And what is the Aliens Enemy Act of 1798? The law permits the president to target these immigrants without a hearing and based only on their country of birth or citizenship. And once again, once these people are out there burning, looting, killing, attacking the Capitol, this can be used. And I do believe it could be used for all those people that have been brought in here illegally. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. We will send elite squads of ICE, Border Patrol, and federal law enforcement officers to hunt down, arrest, and deport every last illegal alien gang member until there is not a single one left. If they come back, it's an automatic 10 years in jail with no possibility of parole. And I'm hereby calling for the death penalty for any migrant that kills an American citizen or a law enforcement officer. We will close the border. We will stop the invasion of illegals into our country. We will defend our territory. We will not be conquered. We will reclaim our sovereignty, and Colorado will vote for Trump as a protest and signal to the world that we are not going to take it anymore. I will liberate Colorado. I will give you back your freedom and your life. And yes, he's going to liberate every single state from these illegals that the deep state players have brought into this country, who are committing crimes, who are raping and killing people. And again, if you cross the border illegally, no matter if the government brings you in, it's illegal. It's against the law. Actually, the tyrannical government broke the law that is on the books. That should tell you everything you need to know right there. But don't worry. The other European nations, they're looking at their population. They're seeing the crime. They're seeing the murders, the rape, and everything else. And they're telling their people, this is what we have to do to stop it. No, they're not going to deport. No, they're not going to close the borders. They're going to tell their people to strike up a conversation with criminal migrants and encourage them not to commit crimes. That's what's happening out in Germany. The police out in Germany are struggling to keep up with criminal activity of small group of migrants who have been sent to the community in turmoil. And they want the citizens to talk to these people. Isn't this what we saw out in Seattle and Oregon and all the other places where they said, we don't need the police. We're going to have social workers and we'll just talk to the people. You know what? Listen, you don't want to kill that person. Put down the gun. It's going to be okay. I'm a social worker. Do you really think the criminal is going to listen to the social worker? Do you really think the criminal is going to say, oh, wait, you don't want us to rob or kill or maim? Oh, you know what? Sounds like a good idea. No, criminals, if they're committing crimes right now, what do you think they're going to end up doing? They're going to continue it. That's not what's going to stop this. What's going to stop it is closing your border, deporting these people. Why are criminals in there in the first place? Go back to the source. But again, the deep state, they don't want to do this. They want to point everywhere else and say it's your fault because you're not talking to them. It's your fault that all of this is happening. The deep state, they love to blame the people. Think about COVID. Who'd they blame? The people. They always blame the people. But you know who's really to blame? It's them. Because they've been pushing their tyrannical agenda on we, the people. And the people now are fighting back. And every day that passes, what happens? More information comes out about their criminal syndicate. Because that's really what we're seeing right now. We're seeing information come out about their criminal syndicate. They are being exposed. Everything that they hid, everything they lied about, everything they said it was a conspiracy theory is now coming out. Oh, Biden doesn't have 20 shell companies. Oh, wait, he does. Oh, wait, Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation. Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, there is no such thing as a pedo network. We're not trafficking children. This is your imagination. Well, now we have Epstein. Now we have Diddy. And I do believe at the right moment, at the right time, to actually bring this all together, I do believe all this information is going to be produced. I know people just want it out there right now. But again, I don't believe this is the time. Because remember, we're not in the justice phase yet. I do believe that is coming because you can't have the justice phase unless the people take back the country. If you're not going to take back the country and Trump's not going to win, how are you going to have justice? You can't. Because this depends on everyone to be on board. Everyone to say, we had enough. It's time to take back the country. We see the criminal syndicate. This is what this has been all about. It's about to take it all back. That's what Trump said back in 2016. We're going to remove all the criminals. We're going to remove everything that they've done. They're going to reverse everything that they've done. So it's not just about winning the election. It's about we the people, waking we the people up. If you go to the Declaration of Independence, we the people must throw off the government. Once you throw off the government, what can you do? Then you can go after all those people that aren't elected. That's how it works in this country. And Trump, he's following the rule of law. He's following the Declaration. He's following the Constitution. He's following it, all of it. And this is why we had to be brought down this path. But we are seeing the criminal syndicate, everything that they've done, being exposed, especially when it comes to Diddy. Colin Rugg put this out and said, Diddy freak off attendee suggests there were children dressed up like Juku dolls with lipstick on in rooms where full-on orgies were taking place. Tanya says Diddy's son would recruit women at parties to go into special area. People over there having sex in this corner. They were dressed up like little people, Juku Barbies. We're not going to say what type of little people, but like a fetish. Tanya says she was required to wear special slippers before she was allowed in this area. She says she was horrified witnessing what she described as little people in costumes and gay orgies. I'm looking like, what are they doing here? Like dressed up little red lipstick, like they weren't supposed to be there. But I'm looking like maybe it's some type of production going on. But why would they be at a party at 7 o'clock in the morning with grown people? Why would they be here? Tanya says she was at the party because she was an up-and-coming singer who was looking for opportunities. The comments from Tanya came during the Soft White Underbelly podcast. So that is very, very interesting. And every day that passes, when you hear this information, you start to realize that, yes, there is human trafficking, child trafficking. There is a pedophilia network. These people do have fetishes, and this is how they control these people. And I do believe when the client list comes out from Epstein, when the videos and the tape and the recordings and everything else comes out from Diddy, while the trials are going on or before the trials that are going on, people are going to start to realize, holy crap, these people were treasonous to the country and they were involved in the pedo networks and they were involved in human trafficking, child trafficking. See, once people see that and they see the treasonous crimes, it's a game changer. It's game over. There's nothing that these people can do to escape that. And I do believe that time is approaching very, very quickly, just like war is approaching very, very quickly right now. And what we're seeing is war is now building in North Korea, South Korea area. And North Korea right now, they are increasing their readiness of forward artillery units. South Korea has elevated the readiness posture of South Korean military forces. North Korea has also reinforced anti-air observation posts in their area. So you could see that this is building. And Zelensky right now, it says that North Korea, they have sent troops to support Russian military. So let's see. North Korea has now entered the picture of war. And we could see it's building in North Korea and South Korea and that out in that area. It's building and North Korea is involved with Russia and Ukraine. So you could see that World War III is now building and building and building. And what's very interesting is that over the weekend, Iran's nuclear infrastructure communication network, they were hit with a cyber attack. I do believe this is setting the stage because, again, we have the U.S. now backing Israel. Most likely this came from Israel. Iran is going to retaliate most likely against Israel and the United States. It looks like they're now setting the stage for a cyber attack that most likely is about to happen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Biden administration announced the U.S. military will deploy a terminal high altitude area defense battery, which is THAAD, and this is used to take down ballistic missiles. Why would they bring that out there? Why is Biden doing this right now? Because remember, the end game is what? War. So of course, you have to take a side. So Biden, his administration, took the side of Israel. And we know that Obama and team, they're on the side of what? Iran. They're not on the side of Israel. They might say they are, but in reality, they are on the side of Iran. And what's very interesting is that Iran has cut off indirect communication line with U.S. because tensions now are escalating. So that is very, very interesting as we move forward. And then we have Netanyahu, who informed the U.S. government that they will not be striking nuclear facilities. They're going to be striking military bases. Now, that's very interesting because the nuclear facilities, legislator and everything else, they were hit with a cyber attack. So did they damage the area where they don't have to attack it militarily with physical weapons? Is that why they're now focusing on the military bases? Could be. But what's very interesting is Trump says that Netanyahu is not listening to Biden at all. Storm has arrived, put this out on X and said the following. Trump reveals that he spoke with Bibi Netanyahu just 2 days ago and that Netanyahu is not listening to Biden. Who's really running things? I do believe, yes, Trump is running things. But again, he's running it from the outside. But within D.C., I do believe Obama is calling the shots. And Obama is doing one thing. I think Biden is doing another. Netanyahu is being told not to listen to any of these people because the real leader is who? Is Trump. And I do believe Trump let all the leaders around the world, he let them know as the insurrection, actually before the insurrection, after the insurrection, that the true leader of this country is not Biden. It's not Obama. It is him. And I do believe they are now listening to him. Think about it. He's been talking to all of these leaders around the world. That's very, very interesting, isn't it? The other thing that's very interesting, an OSINT defender put this out, said, the Chinese People's Liberation Army has announced the beginning of Exercise Joint Sword 2024B around the island of Taiwan and in the South China Sea, involving hundreds of aircraft and ship with the Eastern Theater Command. The exercise will be a continuation of Exercise Joint Sword 2024A, which took place on May 23rd and May 24th. Now, that is very, very interesting that they're doing it right now, right before the election, and they're doing it around the island, which let's see how this all plays out, because you know exactly what they're doing. They're provoking the deep state. Now, the other thing that we could see happening right now is that the deep state players, they're now moving forward with mask mandates. Out in California, there's many different counties. They're now implementing mask mandates. Of course, this is to scare the people. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see other blue cities, other blue states, counties, maybe push mask mandates to convince the people that you shouldn't go to the polling center, that you should actually use the mail-in ballots. And I do believe they're trying to push this type of agenda, just like they did back in 2020, and you can see it out in California. There are many, many counties right now that are requiring masks, and it looks like it's going to start on November 1st, which is very, very interesting. But the other thing that's really interesting is what William Mackey put out, and this is what he says. Breaking news, first in the world, ivermectin, mebendazole, and fenbendazole protocol in cancer has been peer-reviewed and published on September 19, 2024. The future of cancer treatment starts now. And now they're letting everyone know that they're having great results with ivermectin and these other drugs to actually cure the cancer in many, many patients. That is very, very interesting. Lisa May put this out and said, now oncologists can no longer make the excuse of it hasn't been peer-reviewed. Thankfully, I've had my dad on ivermectin and fenbendazole protocol for the past 2 months. So it looks like it's been peer reviewed. It shows that it fights cancer. And I do believe what we're going to find out, like we said a long time ago, we're going to find out that these drugs have been held back from the people of this country and that ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, they fight viruses. They basically fight any type of virus. What is cancer? It's a virus. Let's talk about protecting our health. The world feels like it's on the edge right now. Tensions over the upcoming election, economic instability, supply chain shortages, and health threats popping up left and right. With talk of a new pandemic on the horizon, if you're waiting for the medical industrial complex to protect you and your family when things go sideways, you're making a huge mistake. You have to take action and be prepared. That's why I want to tell you about the Wellness Company's Contagion Emergency Kit. It's a lifesaver put together by real experts like Dr. Peter McCullough. And inside the package, you get medications like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and even a nebulizer. These are critical medications to treat respiratory illness and so much more, especially heading into flu season. Can you imagine when you or a loved one need life-saving medication? Are you really going to take the risk being told no? Don't let anyone play gatekeeper with your health. Just a few clicks and the kit is delivered right to your door. This is peace of mind for you and your family in uncertain times. I have my kit and now you can get yours by heading to twc.health/x22 and use code x22 to get $30 off and free shipping. That's twc.health/x22 and use code x22 for $30 off and free shipping. Don't wait for the next crisis to hit. Be ready, not reactive. Get your kit today and take control of your health, or just click on the link in the description. I think people are going to start to learn that these drugs, these are cures that the pharmaceutical company and many, the CDC, FDA, you name it, they've been hiding all of this from we the people. And I do believe now it is about to all come out. And we could see with this peer review documentation, again, oncologists now can start to use it. I think what they're afraid of is that everything that they created, the machinery, the drugs, the organizations, once you find a cure for something like cancer, all of that disappears. Think about how much money is involved in all of that. So why would you want to cure it? Why would you want to tell people we have a cure? You wouldn't. So right there, I think this is telling people quite a bit. And as time goes on, people are going to say, why didn't we ever know this? Why were these drugs hidden from us? And it goes back to COVID. They hid it from COVID. Both hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, they told you they were bad. Why would they tell you they were bad? They've been around for a very long time. They fight viruses. It makes no sense in what they did unless they're trying to protect their entire industry. They wanted to protect all the drugs that they have out there so you never find out, so they keep making money. Remember, it's all about money. That's really what it comes down to. Keep the people sick. Let them keep taking other drugs that never work. Those drugs actually make you sick, so you have to take other drugs. So you just keep taking more and more drugs. And what does the pharmaceutical do? Companies do? They make a lot more money. And the FDA is involved in this. The CDC is involved in this. This is going to be their worst nightmare. Let's see. We have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. coming in. He's going to be looking at the FDA, CDC, the food industry, pharmaceutical companies. I think we're going to find out there's been a lot of cures and they've been hidden from the people for a very, very long time. Just like Tim Walz has been hiding the fact that he knows nothing about weapons and he's never really been pheasant hunting and everything that he tells you is a freaking lie. So Tim Walz, he went ahead and he said, all right, I'm a man's man, because remember, the men are leaving Kamala because the men are looking at Tim Walz, looking at Kamala saying, you know something, we're not going to be involved in this. We're looking for real men. Oh, wait, there's Trump over there. He's the real man. So they said, okay, you know what? Go out pheasant hunting. So he decided to bring his Beretta shotgun, dressed up in his outfit that he just looks like he just purchased, and he went out there. And it was a complete and utter disaster. Larry Alex Taunton put this out and says, everything about them, everything that you see is new. The shotgun, the gear, the clothing. They look like they just step out of an L.L. Bean catalog. This isn't meant as criticism, but if you're leading the hunt, it's a visual clue that he's probably new to this. And in his excitement, he went to his local hunting store, put all his gear in an effort to look like one of the guys. I'll tell you to keep an eye on him and to be ready to offer quite instruction so as to not embarrass him. Walz handling a shotgun is like watching Keanu Reeves throw a football in The Replacements. It's painful. Robert Redford was believable as an aging baseball player because he clearly played the game as a boy. Same with Kevin Costner in For the Love of the Game. In this video, Walz appears to be having difficulty loading his shotgun while on a pheasant hunt. He tells the reporter, whose questioning tone suggests she's not buying any of this, that it's a Beretta A400. The A400 is a semi-auto shotgun. Many guides don't allow semi-autos on a hunt because they can't see at a distance that you're safe. A break-action double barrel is therefore preferred since they can tell you your gun cannot be fired, be it loaded or not. This is because the barrel is on a hinge that breaks open to permit manual loading. And this is very important for safety. I would wager the most accidental shotgun deaths involve semi-automatics. And he actually said that he purchased this for trap shooting, which means that this weapon is not really good for pheasant hunting, which is very, very interesting. And you can tell he has a very, very difficult time loading the weapon. It looks like he didn't know how to even work it. Did he just take it out of the box? It's starting to look that way. Trump War Room put this out and said, in case you're still wondering if this hunt was nothing but a pathetic and phony photo op, Tampon Tim's handlers mic'd him up and made his production quality video that makes it look like he shot his gun, even though he did not, in fact, shoot his gun. He never shot the gun. That should tell you everything you need to know. And now we can see the deep state players. They're trying to convince everyone, since Waltz did terrible in his debate, that debates are meaningless. Define L put this out and said, here's ABC News, September 29, 2024. Why Tuesday's vice presidential debate could matter more than history suggests. October 1st, 2024. Why VP debates aren't all that important. It's amazing how they change their tune. And the other thing that's really amazing is that the Time magazine owner calls out Kamala Harris for turning down the interview request. Mark Benioff put this out and said, despite multiple requests, Time has not been granted an interview with Kamala Harris. Unlike every other presidential candidate, we believe in transparency and publish each interview in full. Why isn't the vice president engaging with the public on the same level? Why is that? Is it because they're not going to edit anything? Maybe, maybe not. Christopher Rufo put this out and said, Kamala Harris plagiarized at least a dozen sections of her criminal justice book, Smart on Crime, according to a new investigation. So he says we have the receipts, and he's pointing to all the different areas where she plagiarized. He said, we can begin with the passage in which Harris discusses high school graduation rates. Here she lifted verbatim language from an uncited AP NBC News report. In another section of the book, Harris, without proper attribution, reproduced extensive sections from John Jay College of Criminal Justice press release. She and her co-author passed off the language as her own, copying multiple paragraphs virtually verbatim. And he goes on and on and on. So basically, she's plagiarizing. Didn't we have people that actually were involved in SATs giving their kids answers? And didn't we have college deans plagiarizing? I guess she's just following in the footsteps of all these people. You know why? They're all the same people. It's all the same DEI people. This is what they do. They're criminals. Trump War Room put this out and said, Joe Biden's presidential campaign in 1988 ended after it was revealed that he plagiarized his speeches. Turns out Kamala Harris is indeed correct when she said last week there's nothing she would do differently than her boss. And she's absolutely right. And remember that video of the men that who's in support of Kamala? And when you really looked at them, they really don't look like men. Actually, they look like woke people. Well, we come to find out they're all actors. Anyone shocked about that? Anything real about Biden, Kamala, the deep state? Absolutely not. Melissa Hallman put this out, and this individual is on TikTok, and it's Team F U Joe, and he put this out and he breaks it down. Take a listen to what he says here.
Have you seen the most cringe-inducing political ad ever made? Well, if you've seen the new Be a Man for Harris ad, I think you have. Let me show you a little snippet. Don't worry. I'm not going to make you watch the whole thing.
I'm a man.
I'm a man.
I'm a man, man.
And I'm man enough.
I'm man enough to enjoy a barrel-proof bourbon.
Neat.
Man enough to cook my steak rare.
Man enough to deadlift 500 and braid the out of my daughter's hair.
You think I'm afraid to rebuild a carburetor? I eat carburetors for breakfast.
Yeah, I certainly don't doubt that you do. So this video would lead you to believe that Kamala Harris is able to get a diverse group of men in every aspect to support her, when really, They're just all woke actors. Like, really woke. For example, this dude, this is Mike Leffingwell. He lives in LA and works for an organization called the Upright Citizens Brigade. It's basically like a super woke improv group. He's a cartoon writer for Netflix and DreamWorks. So I don't know what the fuck he's doing on a ranch. The thing he's done that he's most proud of is an improv act called Two Dumb Lawyers. He also runs improv workshops on how to be honest about your white privilege. So yeah, that's this man. Oh, and this guy? Who for some reason is sitting in the fifth grade glamour shot pose? Like, we should be seeing like a superimposed faded image of Justice's face here. At least that's how the pictures looked when my sisters did it. This is Waylon McQueen, who also works at the Upright Citizens Brigade. He is a failed comedian and actor who does improv about exclusively woke topics. And then we get to this guy. He's actually Lanre Ndewu, who does like trashy horror flicks. Weirdly enough, he also said he braids his daughter's hair, but he doesn't have any children. That's kind of weird. We also got this guy, who's supposed to be that older, grizzled, probably a member of the Hell's Angels. That's just actor Tony Ketchum, who the last movie he did was 2001, where in Ghost World, he played alcoholic customer. Oh, and let's not forget the big rancher and mechanic who eats carburetors for breakfast. Yeah, he's also an actor who lives in L.A. named Winston Carter, who's best known for his four-minute role in Spaghetti Man. And I think that perfectly defines Democrats. See, they believe in diversity, but just in diversity of what you look like. See, because they made sure they got themselves a couple of white dudes, a Hispanic man, a black guy, and an old grizzled-looking white dude. They didn't care that every single one of them lives in L.A., is woke as fuck, and is failing in their careers. They'd have to be. I mean, who the fuck else would be willing to do this ad? But of all the things they said in this ad, there is one thing that I completely believe them on.
I hope she has the guts to look me right in the eye and accept my full-throated endorsement.
Because I have no doubt they know what it's like to be full-throated.
And that tells you everything you need to know. Everything about her campaign is fake. Go back to the very, very beginning. She covered up the fact that Joe Biden had a problem. Then she lied to everyone because she covered for him. Then she removed him and she became the candidate. She didn't go through a voting process. They used fake polls. The fake news was behind her. The fake corrupt politicians were behind her. And they started a fake campaign to convince the people. And the people started to say, why isn't she going out and interviewing? Why can't we hear her speak? I don't understand this. Then you saw the teleprompter freeze up. She froze up. She kept repeating the same number, 32, 32. She didn't know what to say. She couldn't function without the teleprompter. Then she went on to all these different stations to interview. And what happened? They had to tape them. They had to edit them. And then people started to realize, wait a minute, they edited a lot of the questions. They removed a lot and they replaced her sentences with other sentences from other questions. They interfered in the election. And now she's going to appear on Bret Baier's show. Now, it's going to be taped. But once again, are they going to edit like they edited in on CBS and the other news stations? Dan Scavino put this out and says panic. So let's see how this plays out. Did Obama, the Clintons, did they set her up to fail so people now see that, you know what, she cannot be the candidate? And what's very interesting, we have Obama on the campaign trail begging the black population, especially males, please vote for her. And we have Clinton out there campaigning for her. And he says some odd things. Patriots Are in Control put this out and said, Bill Clinton just said to vote for Kamala for the sake of the children. This coming from the guy who visited Epstein Island and flew on Lolita Express dozens of times. You can't make this up. So, yes, vote for Kamala so we can keep our way of life, so we can keep our pedo networks. Vote for Kamala so we're not exposed in all this and we can maintain control. That's what he's really saying. But he said something else that's very, very interesting. He said that Laken Riley should have never died. The illegals that are coming into this country should have been vetted. Why in the world would he say that? Why did he throw Kamala under the bus. Does that make any sense? I mean, is he campaigning for Trump and against Kamala? Or are they using these two to actually convince people that we need somebody else? Are they sending her on these interviews to convince people that she shouldn't be the candidate? Are they trying to make the switch? Maybe, maybe not. We'll get to that in just a sec. But what's very interesting is that Kamala Harris, she released her medical report. Of course, it says excellent. But the interesting thing here is they're now using the same strategy that Trump used against Biden. Trump said, why doesn't he take an acuity test? Why doesn't he have a physical? He's too old. His brain is not working the way it used to, and he cannot function. So we need to see if he's okay to run this country. So now, Kamala and team, they're saying, hey, we released our medical records, and now we must see Trump's medical records because we believe he's too old to run the country. We don't believe he has the stamina. We don't believe he has the acuity. We don't believe he has the ability to do it. So they're trying to use this on Trump. But again, this is going to backfire. So what's very interesting about this is they put out Harris's medical records from April 2024. So what is that, like 6 months ago or so? Why didn't they give an up-to-date one, at least closer, maybe August or July or something like that, a little bit closer to October where we're at? Now, remember, Paul Sperry put it out saying that Kamala hasn't released her medical records because colon cancer runs in her family. And they gave us a medical record back in April, which gives them some leeway to say something else happened with Kamala if they try to swap her out. Because I think the only way to swap her out is for her to have a medical problem. Because I think it has to look natural. Oh, by the way, I just went to the doctor. Yes, my last one was in April. I went to the doctor because I felt like something was wrong. And I come to find out, just like my mother who died of colon cancer, I have colon cancer right now, and I will not be able to run for president. Now, are they setting this up? Maybe, maybe not. But Trump, which is very, very interesting, he keeps dropping clues that there's something wrong with Kamala's background. And he says, I believe it is very, very important that Kamala Harris pass a test of cognitive stamina and agility. Her actions have led many to believe that there could be something very wrong with her. Even 60 Minutes and CBS, in order to protect lying Kamala illegally and unscrupulously, replaced an answer she had given, which was totally bonkers, with another answer that had nothing to do with the question asked. Also, she is slow and lethargic in answering even the easiest questions. We just went through almost 4 years of that. We shouldn't have to do it again. So that is very, very interesting. So does she have a mental breakdown? Does she have some type of disease? Does she have cancer? We don't know. Is she taking medication? And is that what's causing it? We don't know. But Trump is leading up to something. Now, what's very interesting is they want Trump to release his medical reports. And Trump put out a statement. This is coming from Steve Chung. And it says that, yes, Trump released his medical records. And they're from Dr. Ronnie Jackson back in July 26th of 2024 and July 20th, 2024. They actually include the link so everybody can see the medical reports. And he even has the personal physician linked in this statement also. So he released his information, and that was released in July. Kamala released hers back in April. But when Trump was at Colorado, he said something very, very interesting, that Kamala now is tanking in the polls, just like Joe Biden was tanking in the polls. The deep state players are getting panicked, and he just said, I just had an idea. What happens if they're trying to bring in a third candidate? He says, am I going to have to run against someone else and spend a lot more money? Because remember, he was running against Biden, used a lot of money for Biden, then they swapped him out and brought in someone that nobody knew. And he said, we had to figure her out, but now we know who she is. And are they going to bring someone else in? Take a listen to what he said here.
Run again against a guy. I spent $150 million. I had to debate him. I debated the guy. He went way, way down. And I thought it was over. And then it's like a fighter. Then they put a new person in her. And we don't know anything about her. We have to. But now we learned. And now the people are learning. And she's crashing like a rock. Uh-oh. I just thought. Just a thought from a very brilliant mind. They might want to put a third person in that. Oh, no. Please be nice to Kamala, to my people, I'm telling you. Everybody that's on the Trump team, be nice to Kamala, because they're going to put a third person in. Let's see, who are they going to put in next? This can only happen. They keep saying Hillary. Hillary's coming. Oh, Hillary's back. You know, it's interesting. If Trump talks about the 2020 election, they say, indict him. He's a conspiracy theorist. But Hillary is still talking about 2016. She's like, she has got serious Trump derangement syndrome. She's got a massive case of Trump derangement. No, but you ever notice she talks about it all the time, all those people that. But when anybody from the right talks even a little bit, no.
So he asked the audience, as you just heard, who do you think they're going to bring in? Hillary Clinton. He started laughing, which I find very, very interesting. I think we're coming full circle right now. Now, does this mean the deep state players have the ability to do this? Well, we're already having early voting right now. How would this affect everything? This is very, very interesting as we go into the elections. And once again, the deep state players, they're desperate right now. To swap someone out who's polling very, very poorly, what do they have to lose? Not much. We rather have Kamala because the poll numbers are going to continually drop. This will make it a lot easier for Trump. But again, the deep state players, they play dirty. Eric Trump put this out and said, with their lagging polls, I'm increasingly concerned about the old adage, desperate times call for desperate measures. And he's absolutely right, which is very, very interesting because, again, they're so desperate now. Are they going to follow the rules? No, criminals do not follow the rules. They're not going to follow the rules of the election. They cheated in the last election. They overthrew the United States government in the last election. They arrest people just by looking at the Capitol, saying that you're an insurrectionist, which you're really not. These are criminals. They're trying to kill Trump. You think these are just, you know, coincidences and these people just happen to have six phones and they're talking to people on these six encrypted phones and then they're talking to people overseas and the FBI and CIA know about the... No, it's all part of their system. They are criminals. So is it that far-fetched that they might bring somebody else in? Absolutely not. Doesn't mean they're going to. I think they're giving it their all right now because they know... They need someone halfway decent. Now, I'd rather them keep Kamala at this point. And if they keep Kamala, that means Trump, he's going to win in the election because it's going to be too big to rig. I think even if they try to bring someone in, I think it's a little bit too late. If they do bring someone in, I think they won't have enough time to do anything, and it's still going to be too big to rig. So that means they're going to try everything on the back end. And are they going to try to continually try to scare Trump? Are they going to try to still assassinate him? Of course they are. Because they can't allow him to win. And what's very interesting is out at Coachella, California, there were reports about there was another assassin. But this individual is not an assassin. It's 49-year-old Vem Miller. He was arrested near Trump. He had a shotgun. He says that he's purchased the shotgun legally. He had a press pass. It wasn't made up. It wasn't fake. But it looks like the fake news wanted to build this up to make it look like that this individual was trying to kill Trump. But he attended a lot of different rallies. He knows a lot of different individuals within the rallies. And once again, I think this story was created by the fake news to build this up. Because once again, they're trying to scare the public, scare Trump, and hopefully keep people away from the rallies. I think this is what they're actually trying to do. Because remember, they don't like people seeing these rallies. I mean, Trump just got to prove, I think, he's definitely going to have it at Madison Square Garden. 20,000 people in Madison Square Garden. Every day that passes, he's doing rally after rally and rally and in every different city. And what do people see? They see hundreds of thousands of people at his rally. Kamala can't keep up with this. I mean, she could just pay people so much. She could just bus in the same people so many times. Before you know it, everyone's recognizing the same exact people. So this is becoming very, very tough for them, and they're trying to shut it down the best they possibly can, just like they're trying to shut down the way the elections are run, and they're trying to cheat in the elections. Glenn Youngkin put this out and said, with less than 30 days until the election, the Biden-Harris Department of Justice is filing an unprecedented lawsuit against me and the Commonwealth of Virginia for appropriately enforcing a 2006 law to remove non-citizens from the voter rolls. Virginians and Americans will see this for exactly what it is, a desperate attempt to attack the legitimacy of the elections in the Commonwealth, the very crucible of American democracy. Trump, he put this out and said, one of the greatest examples of DOJ weaponization is the fact that they are suing Virginia to put all of the illegal voters, which were fully exposed and removed by the important work of Governor Glenn Youngkin, back on the voter rolls. Obviously, this was done so they can cheat on the election. So sad. What has happened to our once great country? Absolutely. They are becoming desperate right now because they're looking at the polls, they're looking at the ballots, and they're saying, crap, this thing is too big to rig. We need more people on the voter rolls. Remember, Trump has set up roadblocks all over the place. They need the voter rolls bloated so they can use those names. And when you remove all these people, they don't have the names. I do believe this is why they've been hacking the Social Security and many other places to get Social Security numbers, to get names, so they could just use them and print them on the ballots. But you could see out in Pennsylvania, they're already letting us know that they're going to delay the elections. Clandestine put this out and said, they're targeting their plan to steal PA. 60 Minutes takes us inside Philadelphia Voting Center, where election officials claim it takes 4 days to count mail-in ballots because they have to take them out of the envelope and unfold it. They think we are stupid. The entire episode from the 60 Minutes is textbook predictive programming, try to pre-bunk any future allegations and normalize the public to expect delays in the election. Why? Because they intend to cheat. They intend to delay the election so they can traffic ballots to the deep blue districts in PA, namely Philadelphia, and then steal the most important state in this election, which will likely decide the presidency. They're revealing their entire scheme. They absolutely are. And why are they so in a panic? Because the polls are coming out, and it shows that Republicans have about 268 electoral votes, and Democrats have about 251. Now, remember, these are the manipulated poll numbers. I do believe it's going to be a lot worse for the D's, and they need time for the ballots. They need time to bring them in. It has nothing to do with counting. They need time to produce them. See, Trump is battling ballots. This is why I do believe he set up so many roadblocks to try to stop the ballot infiltration. The harder it is, the more time they're going to need. The more time they're going to need, it means that they're not going to be able to pull it off. Because if it takes 3 weeks, it's going to be ridiculous. So I do believe Trump set up all these roadblocks, had a lot of the laws change in the swing states, removed the bloated voter rolls to make it very, very difficult for them. This way, they can shift into manipulating the elections when Trump wins, saying, hey, I know Trump won, but the elections were manipulated. I do believe he's pushing them down this path. And you could see why the deep state players are so panicked in all of this and why they're going after Virginia, why they're trying to bring in as many illegals as possible. Because Kaneko the Great put this out and said, a CNN analyst reveals that for the first time since 84, more Americans identify as Republicans than Democrats. 2016, D plus 3. 2020, D plus 6. Now, R plus 1. Historically, the GOP wins when it's D plus 3. With independents leaning, the current margin is R plus 3. That should tell you everything you need to know. And this is why they're out there marching their Patriot Front group, which is really feds and other neo-Nazis. They're in their masks, carrying their flags, in their khaki pants. These are not Trump supporters. Trump supporters do not dress like this. They're preparing for what is coming. What is that? That is chaos and violence. And what's very interesting is that Trump was being interviewed by Maria Bartiromo, and she asked Trump, is there going to be violence? Because Biden has said there's going to be violence during the election. And Trump said, there's going to be no violence during the election, maybe coming from their side, but not from we the people. No, we're not going to do this. And he said, well, if there is, it looks like the National Guard or maybe even the military will handle this situation. Take a listen.
Chaos on election day?
No, I don't think so. Not from the side that votes for Trump.
But I'm just wondering if these outside agitators will start up on election day. Let's say you win. I mean, let's remember, you've got 50,000 Chinese nationals in this country in the last couple of years. Yeah. You've got people on the terrorist watch list, 350 in the last couple of years. You've got, like you said, 13,000 murderers and 15,000 rapists.
Right.
What are you expecting? Joe Biden said he doesn't think it's going to be a peaceful election day.
Well, he doesn't have any idea what's happening in North Carolina. He spends most of his day sleeping. I think the bigger problem is the enemy from within, not even the people that have come in and destroying our country. By the way, totally destroying our country. The towns, the villages, they're being inundated. But I don't think they're the problem in terms of election day. I think the bigger problem are the people from within. We have some very bad people. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And I think they're the and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military, because they can't let that happen.
And Lisa is pointing to Drop 34, and Drop 34 says the following. Public riots are being organized in serious numbers in an effort to prevent the arrest and capture of more senior public officials. On POTUS's order, a state of temporary military control will be actioned and special ops carried out. False leaks have been made to retain several within the confines of the United States to prevent extradition and special operator necessity. Rest assured, the safety and well-being of every man, woman, and child in this country is being exhausted in full. However, the atmosphere within the country will unfortunately be divided as so many have fallen for the corrupt and evil narrative that has long been broadcast. We will be initiating the Emergency Broadcast System, EMS, during this time in an effort to provide a direct message avoiding the fake news to all citizens. Organizations and or people that wish to do us harm during this time will be met with swift fury. Certain laws have been pre-lifted to provide our great military the necessary authority to handle and conduct these operations at home and abroad. Certain laws, huh? I guess there was an exception when we had the insurrection. Because the exception for the Posse Comitatus Act is the insurrection. So it looks like certain laws have been lifted. And I do believe that there is going to be no civil war. There will be no war because Trump is going to usher in peace. It might look like it's approaching. We might be on the precipice. Yes, you might see riots, but there's going to be no civil war. I do believe the National Guard, the military, is going to clean everything up very, very quickly. Now, what's very interesting is Trump, he actually requested military aircraft and vehicles during the final weeks of the campaign because of the Iran threat. Now, I do believe Trump, the Patriots are using Iran because, once again, if a foreign country is attacking this country, attacking the national infrastructure, this we have come full circle from what happened in 2020 and 2022. And with the deep state telling the people that this is what's happening, people will accept it because people will see it. They're going to show you how it's done. I do believe the deep state's going to show you how it's done. And why did Trump request military aircraft and vehicles? Because once again, we know from a post that he'll be safely aboard Air Force One / Trump Force One. But General Mike Flynn said military air support is fighter escort with all sorts of technical capabilities to defend against short-range air defense rockets absolutely necessary to given the real threat. There are other actions for military should take to support candidate for and former POTUS. Absolutely. And I do believe that this has been set up for a very long time. The military is already on his side. The military will already protect him. And again, this is an operation to go after the deep state players. I'm not saying you're going to see people in handcuffs being, you know, dragged away, but I think we're going to be seeing the roundup of the foot soldiers. I do believe the arrest of all the top level people, that comes later. And Trump let you know, everyone know, that from the beginning of this journey, I've been on a mission to rescue our nation from a failed and corrupt political establishment. He said, I will never quit. I will never bend. I will never break. I will never yield, not even the face of death itself. He's letting you know from the very, very beginning, it wasn't just about winning the election. It was about waking the people up, waking the people up so they could see the tyrannical government. Everything that you're witnessing now, the open borders, the failing economy, the war that's now happening, the swapping of candidates, the editing and the fake news. This is to show you what has always been here. He actually said, listen, I'm opening the door. Do you see it now? Do you see what they've done to this country? It didn't happen yesterday. This happened a long time ago. I'm allowing you to see it. And then you make a decision. Do you like this world that they've created? Do you like what they're going to do to this world? If you don't, let's take back the country. If you don't, walk through the door. Come to my side. We can take back the country and go after all of these people that have been doing this, not just from 4 years ago, from a long time ago, because this just didn't pop up 4 years ago. You're just allowed to see it now. Before, you didn't want to see it. A lot of people didn't want to see it. A lot of people were asleep. Now you get to see it. Now you have to make a decision. Other people are going to be looking at that open door. Yes, the D's. And they're going to have to make a decision because we're going to hit the precipice. And once we hit the precipice, the people are going to have to decide, do I walk through this door because I don't like what I'm seeing? Or do I stick with this world and we go to war? And this country is destroyed. I think people are going to make that choice to walk through that door and be on the side of Trump. Because from what they see, I do believe they'll say enough is enough. Even the D's. And I do believe this is why Trump is doing this. Yes, in the beginning it was for Republican independence. We're at the point where the D's must wake up. And I do believe they're going to. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.